More Americans are slowly returning to the skies, even as the coronavirus surges across the country. And that's renewed fears about how air travel might spread the virus. Well, this week, the number of U.S. air travels in a single day surpassed 1 million for the first time since March. That steady rise coming as airlines continue to stare down deficits in the absence of that new relief from Congress. So again, is this safe? Let's bring in Seth Kaplan, transportation analyst for Here and Now. And Seth, start with this, you know, overall demand, because we know it's less than half of what it typically is for this time of year. But the pandemic seems to be having less of an impact. So, you know, is it just that we're going into the fall and people are tired? I mean, what's behind the uptick in travel?
You're right, Robin. For the first time, really, since the pandemic started, we've kind of seen demand and pandemic news sometimes going in different directions. As you mentioned, look, demand's still way less than we would ever expect in a normal environment. But up until recently, when there was particularly bad pandemic news, people would get scared and stop flying. When the news was a bit better, maybe demand would recover a little bit. And here, we're kind of in the middle of a surge here for the past several weeks, and yet demand, at least modestly, going in the right direction. So it kind of seems like a certain number of Americans are just comfortable traveling again at this point, albeit it's a rather small number compared to usual. And maybe this is just how it's going to be until there's a vaccine.
Well, I kind of did a tease there, and I want to, you know, use some of this information that NPR is also reporting on. This study from Hong Kong, where they test and track everybody who lands in the city. You get tested, and then you get quarantined in single rooms for 14 days, and then they get tested again. Huge testing that's being studied by doctors at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. And they're finding that if people wear masks and are socially distanced on airplanes, and you will be, you won't, you know, there's seats they're not selling, and airlines are saying you must wear your mask, and in some cases people are double masking and wearing those big plastic screens, there's very little transmission. I mean, it's wonderful. It's just one study, but it's wonderful evidence that, in fact, you know, masks combined with, you've told us, airlines recycle air, so they're getting rid of some of the infected air, that even when people are infected and get on airplanes, the transmission is low to nothing.
Right, and airlines point out that the air flows down on airplanes rather than sideways as it does in some other rooms. You're right. There's disagreement in the scientific community about the details, about precisely how rare transmission is. And not a ton of peer-reviewed science yet, but there is fairly widespread acceptance of the idea that if everybody's wearing a mask, the risk of transmission on an airplane is quite low. Look, a few airlines are still blocking middle seats, some are not, but not a lot of evidence that if everybody's doing what they should be doing, that there's a lot of transmission on airplanes. The fear still seems to be more about everything else, what's going to happen at your destination.
Right, or walking through the airport, or, you know, you have to wipe your seat down, too. I mean, there's all other factors, as you said. But meanwhile, how is the airline industry doing? I mean, what is the sense of whether or not they'll get the help they need?
Well, they haven't yet, and if anything here, sort of the political imperative, the longer they stay alive without that second tranche of aid, you know, hard to say anybody's acting more urgently now than they were right before the last deadline, October 1st.
Yeah. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. We'll keep touching base with you as the holiday season comes. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.